Om Shanti. Happy Holi and happy International Women's Day. This morning we're going to have a panel of sisters sharing stories of the Shakti victory, so insights to the Shakti victory. So they'll give a little more of their own introductions, but I'd like to invite to the stage Sister Sharona, who will moderate the session, and our panellists, Sister Marta from Spain, Sister Sharona's from Israel, Sister Priya from Australia, and Sister Olga from Russia. Thank you.
So, Om Shanti. Everybody is comfortable. You seem spread out all over the planet. East, west, north, south. So welcome to our three panelists. And I just want to start by saying congratulations to the Pandavas who've showed up, because Shakti doesn't just address sisters. We're all part of Baba's Pandav Shakti victorious army. And the idea of today's panel is just to kind of explore the concept of the kind of victory that God's army is aiming for. And so we have our panelists, which is Marta, she's from Spain, 35 years in Gyan, correct? 37. Part of the NC team there, very active on service in many different levels. And then Sister Pri, originally from Malaysia, but living in Australia for the past 2.5 decades, something like that. Very active in teaching at one of the retreat centers in Australia, teaching the course. And then we have Sister Olga from Russia. 13 years in Gyan, but a center coordinator. So as she describes herself, all-rounder, because as a center coordinator, sometimes you end up doing everything, right? So first exploration into spiritual victory. Because even today, Baba was saying there are two kinds of battlefields, right? And we're not talking about the physical battlefield. We're talking about the battle that takes place on the terrain of the mind and heart. So can you share a situation in which you feel you were definitely victorious? Who would like to start?
Om Shanti. I think that all of us have stories to share, and just I was remembering at the beginning of my Brahmi life, I was 14 years old and being brought up as a Christian, I think more because of a cultural thing, because my parents in Gyan, they have always been very open. But at that moment, almost 40 years back, it was quite strange to go to India every year and to change the diet and to change the lifestyle, being a young person. So I was not realizing at that moment, but I think that there was a kind of a push from Baba from behind me to overcome the differences and just to move forward to what I really wanted to in my life. So, yes, that could be like a victory from, yeah.
What quality do you think was operating that you were able to do that?
Sense of belongingness.
Oh. So there was this sense of belongingness with Baba behind you, and so it just happened. Any other quality you called on to get yourself to India to say no to all the birthday parties where there were birthday cakes with eggs?
No, I would say yes, but I wouldn't eat them.
You said yes to the party, not the cake. But was
but
there
you
some
know,
other...
it was like a sense of clarity, of being very clear of what I wanted to and what I didn't want to. So that sense of clear mind and clear heart allowed me to just move forward.
Make choices,
yes,
which were independent of culture or society.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Olga or Pri?
Okay, so for me, I have a fear of blood. So when I needed to have an operation a few years ago for an infection of bacteria eating into my bone in the elbow, mm-hmm. Which kind of came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I obviously contracted this infection somewhere. I landed up in hospital. Basically, I went in to have the elbow x-rayed, and initially they said to me, it'll sort itself out, and they sent me home. And then that was on a Saturday, and on the Monday, the radiologist rang and said, you know, get yourself to emergency because we need to go through the X-ray again, basically. And they didn't allow me to go home. They said, you know, we need to operate right away. And I was living in Australia by myself. Most of my family is still in Malaysia. So for me, it was a mix of emotions. I didn't quite know what to make of it. But certainly, I don't like hospitals. Even if someone I know is unwell and is in hospital, I would generally tell them, you know, I will come and visit when you've gone home. I'm not going to come and see you while you're in hospital because I just don't like hospitals. And here I was myself in a situation, in emergency, with a band around my hand. I didn't have anything and I didn't have anyone to call on. I actually said to the nurse, is it okay if I leave? You know, I just need to go home, pack an overnight bag. I don't have a toothbrush, don't have any clothes, nothing. So, and they said no. So I was just sitting there in that emergency bed, in the emergency ward, in bed, thinking, you know, what do I do? And then I ended up having surgery later that evening, and I actually didn't tell anyone. I called a brother and a sister from the centre who I knew, who went and got me some things, but I suppose the victory for me was going through that experience, placing my faith in Baba, because I didn't have any anyone I could lean on, in a way, in terms of family. Yes, I had the support of some of my Brahmin brothers and sisters who were able to bring me food and all of that, but in terms of what was happening inside of me, the fact that I don't like hospitals, I'm afraid of blood, and when I was in hospital I had to have my blood taken every day. So that was an experience of conquering my fear.
Victory.
With,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
An experience of victory.
I suppose on reflection I could describe it that way. But
yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a victory over your otherwise older programming to have some human support you through all of that. You were saying that you found yourself turning more to Baba and faith that Baba was supporting you.
Yeah.
And so you were able to overcome your dislike of hospital, fear of blood,
mm-hmm.
because you had a new kind of support.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's interesting that you've worded it that way. I suppose when you're younger and relatively healthy, you can go through life actually thinking that you don't need any support. Mm. So here was my first experience of, I suppose, needing support. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Om Shanti. I will share one story. It was my second year with Baba, and at the time I was living in a city with my parents who didn't like at all that I visit and study in Brahma Kumaris. This was the biggest victory, but I want to share exactly one specific story. At the time, there was a program in St. Petersburg in a big center where Didi Vedanti was should come, and I have never been visit and meet seniors at that time, and I really wanted to go there, but I just started one new job, and I had such thoughts that my boss will don't give me permission to go even for 5 days. And moreover, I didn't have enough money for the ticket because the city was far from St. Petersburg. And I wrote this, my thoughts, to Didi, and she answered me. You know, sister, that any person has a right to take a leave from job, so you just be determined and go without fear to your boss and ask. And second, what is about, concerning money is that pure children of God never has problem with money. She wrote me like this. And my mindset changed absolutely. That, I will go. That it was like through instrument Baba gave me this thoughts, powerful thoughts. And I went to my boss and he very easily gave me permission for to take a leave for 5 days. And I was so happy. And about money, it was absolutely unusual thing that last month I visited language courses in one language school and I didn't finish that month, just stopped to go. And they called me next day. After that, I was thinking that, Baba, I follow your Mariada, so I'm your pure child, so I shouldn't have any problem with money. So next day they called me and said, you know that you paid us the whole month, but you didn't finish, so we have to return your money. And they told me exactly that amount of money that wasn't enough for this ticket. And it was just a wonder that I think it is the qualities that my faith in Baba, that's all.
Very, very good story. I think there's something else, though, not just faith in Baba, but do you detect another quality there that enabled her to be victorious? In other words, she was victorious over the circumstance.
Determination
also. Anything else? I was just seeing faith in your instruments, yeah, that Baba works through them, and that helped you, that gave you that courage to face your boss. Nice story. You know, Baba was saying, I think quite recently, that in order to be a victorious jewel, you have to die alive. So, can you share an experience where it seems, that's what it felt like, that to be victorious, nothing less than dying alive was needed? Who would like to go?
Not just one particular story, but in general, when I've had problems in relationships, for example, perhaps I'm not the only one, that I've seen that at the moment when I decided to die, just to like to bow down, to be humble, to accept that this is the situation, then everything would turn around. So to die is not really to die, but to live in freedom, I think.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Did I interrupt? No. Story, does anyone have a personal experience where they feel it was really dying alive? Because dying alive probably does, as Mata Ben was sharing, it's this surrender, this total surrender, dying to my programmings, my conditionings, the way I usually do, the way I usually prefer. It's dying often to what I think is right. It's certainly dying to this I and mine, this humility and allowing. So the question is, because I think we all have experiences of how drama gives us that opportunity. What do you feel opposes you in that effort the most? Because we're looking at victory. And if I'm not able to bow, then maybe we're looking at defeat. So what stops you from this kind of bowing, renouncing, dying alive in your own personal experience?
I don't know if this is necessarily in line with your question, but I suppose as a working professional who enjoys what I do professionally, going through an experience in a job where I was made redundant because not a reflection of my contribution to the company, but because of changes that were happening structurally in the company. That it can be a dent to the ego. And so in a way, that's like a dying alive in terms of coming to terms with my identity, that I have to accept what's happened. You go through a process of denial, and then you kind of accept that you need to have a bit of space or distance between the role that you play and your personal identity. That I am more than just my job, essentially. So, yeah.
That's a perfect example of drama giving us opportunities to strengthen our relationship with our true self. I think it's very much in alignment. Anybody else?
I can share just a small story about this dying alive and humility. First, as I shared that when I came to Baba, my parents was absolutely opposite this because they think maybe it is some strange organization, didn't know what it is. And at some moment, because they were living in another city, and I came in to Baba in a city where there was a center, and at their city there was no center. And they just, at the moment, they said, you have to go to our city so that you don't go there. And it was, for me, was shock, because how will I study, because my stage was not so powerful at that time. How I will study without a center, without the support of senior sisters, those who are my teachers and Brahmin family. But I was, I look at them and I was seeing that if I will say no, they will definitely think that it is something, this organization has not good influence on me. So I said, okay. And the sisters, they also supported me that you go and take all these Murli and books, everything, because at that time there was no, there was internet, but not so developed like today. So I think it's also in connection with my parents who was dying in life to say them yes. But then all the situation changed, and I continued to study by myself when I was living at the city. And as I remember, during these 2 years when I was living there, as Baba helped me at that time, it was the most powerful help and support that I had. And one more story is that when I was already living in the center, one sister, which also was second center Vasi, and we had some meeting with Brahmin family and in the hall, and she just said me, oh, in the kitchen, sister, why did you do like that? Something like criticism. But I knew that I didn't do this. But I understood that, as Baba always says, that when there is a priority for creating atmosphere, you just say sorry and it will be better. And I didn't start to explain her because there was a family there. And I say, okay, sorry for that. And she just accepted it, and all this was forgotten. And the main thing, that atmosphere was saved. So such stories.
That sounds like the workings of Shakti. Even when I didn't do something wrong, I still say sorry, because the priority is creating the atmosphere. So what are the signs that we see in these stories that there is victory? For example, in your story, I suppose the victory was that you suffered less and less the fact that you had lost the job. And in Olga's stories, what are we seeing? What are the... where's the victory here? Or you could say, what are the signs that there was victory?
There are some moments when, apparently, it may be seen as a defeat. But then, when... I will talk for myself, when I am alone, or I sit in Baba's room, I see that was really a victory. So silence and just be clear that, okay, perhaps I didn't do that, but I feel okay with myself. Because the core principles, the core values need to be saved. Even if they don't respect them, but it's like something very precious. And also here in Madhubala, I was realizing how important it is to just be aligned with what is really important for you. And if you keep that, then that's victory. Of course, being open also, because if someone says something to me, it may be true also. And to accept that and to be humble to accept that, that's one thing. But even when that's not like that, but you feel safe that, okay, this is something that I don't want to compromise.
So those are some insights into victory when we're talking about spiritual victory. I maintain my principles, and I think this was also Olga's example, your self-respect was maintained, which is a victory. Do you see any other understandings or insights into what exactly is a victory, a spiritual victory? Dependent. Your mic.
Not being dependent on external validation. Like the example of that Olga shared, that even if she was being criticized for something that she didn't do, she had the humility to preserve the atmosphere and the good feelings in the atmosphere. So, yeah, she wasn't trying to save face or,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's almost as if victory will eventually tie into a much larger picture. like victory for the royal way of living, the divine way of being. Even though the atmosphere and the situation and the relationship doesn't support that or appreciate that. This is where we're looking at victory. I remember a Murli in which Baba said something which really caught my attention. Let's see if I can remember it, and maybe you can edit it if I don't have it exactly right. But it goes something like this. What the world calls victory is actually the basis of your long-term defeat. And what the world calls defeat is actually the basis of your long-term victory. Because in today's upside-down world, it's almost as if you do get ahead if you're bossy and controlling and insisting and you build your self-image on the basis of external influences. Anything you want to add to that before we move on to the next question?
Whilst listening to you, I'm thinking that it's all a question of purity too.
Say that again?
That for what you are saying, it's also a question of purity.
Purity.
Truth and purity.
So you mean the victory is every time I can maintain truth, which would be a definition of purity?
Because Baba's way of teaching us is to move from Tamo Pradhan to Sato Pradhan. And there are different like steps that we are taking. And for example, a defeat would be to compare myself with someone else, what I've been doing for many years, or to judge when I see something that perhaps it's not what I would have done, but it's not my issue. I mean, I shouldn't even create a judgment outside. So all those things could be a defeat on my way to victory. But realizing that, it's seeing that, okay, even that is not being pure. Because, so we are moving ahead to the other side.
I think the key word here is realizing. Realizing. And very recently Baba was talking about this. This is the season for Maya in her most subtle forms to get your mind to think negatively and your heart to have negative feelings. This is the season. And also, it's the season for her to stop your intellect from knowing right from wrong. So to recognize Maya, yeah, that is, I think, step number one in the victory. But can you share any tips that you have used on recognizing what you previously did not recognize as a form of Maya? And what form of Maya was it? And how did you work with it to be victorious? Olga, did you want to say something?
For example, in connection of relationship, yes, because it's one of the most difficult field in victory, because we all are different. And what I use, because before Gyana was very reacting and always get upset when someone saying me something. But when I came to Baba and started like playing a role for someone like, like Baba say, you are mothers, you are like when you teach someone. And I accepted such Baba Svamanas, you are a world mother. And it helps me a lot when I see anyone and I feel like this is all my children, especially those whom I give some sustenance in the center. And even anyone, yes, if they behave something not so well, and I'm just invoke this self-respect that I'm world mother and this is small child. So like in retreat we had such point that son can become a bad son but mother cannot become a bad mother, and some you know feelings emerged in my heart at the time that I have to give love, some support, some you know warmness to the soul, and no any negativity at the time, nothing, because in Lokic role I didn't have such role of mother, but it is sanskaras, it's qualities, it's not about having physical children, so it's very very elevated stage, so I think it's also connected with this.
Very clear. To recall a title and to rehearse it, emerge it, activate it in these situations. Any other tips?
And I can't think of any story as such, where, well, nothing comes to mind immediately anyway of Maya in a form that I didn't recognize it as Maya, which was, I guess, the question, but in terms of keeping Maya in check. Just the Avyakta Muralis. So reading the Avyakta Muralis and sometimes just, you know, like not even that week's Avyakta Murali, but just picking up an Avyakta Murali and reading it for inspiration. And reading the stories of the seniors as well. So recalling the stories, or now that we have so many of these books on not just Adidev and Adidevi, but a lot of the other seniors as well, the daddies. So reading those stories for inspiration of how they overcame challenges. Yeah.
That's beautiful. And it reminds me that my first few years in Gyan, like my first 8 to 10 years in Gyan, every time I would come to Madhuban, I'd go straight to Dadi in tears because of this problem and that problem. I had been offered the opportunity of being a center coordinator when I was like about 3 months in Gyan. So everything seemed like a mountain. Of course, to Dadi, it would have been a molehill. And she would just listen to me and she would say, go and study this Avyakta Muralis of this season. And I would. I would just go off to the garden somewhere in behind Om Shanti Bhavan, study the Avyakta Muralis, and it would put me straight. Because they're so practical, the Avyaks.
And also, just to remember the greatest army of daddies and dadas that we have in front of us. I mean, they are not here around us anymore, but we can always recall what we've learned from them. And for me, it's really very inspiring when I've been going through something and just I look somewhere and there is this photo of Daddy Janki or Daddy Prakashmani, and just seeing them, what type of problem they have not gone through. And whatever I've gone through, it's really little of the huge things that they've just gone through. And even Brahma Baba, when Baba says all the world in one side and he himself on the other side, and there was no one physical for him to look at. So just remembering this, because we are all Shiv Shaktis, Pandavas and brothers and sisters. So one of the things that really inspires me, it's this.
Just Just listening to Martha, it just reminded me that even in the Sankara Muralis, Baba says that all the storms come to him first. So there's nothing that we encounter that Brahma Baba hasn't gone through first. So that also gives us hope. Yeah.
Any other tips? Think about it, because, I mean, this is our battlefield. And it's 24/7. So you've indicated good tips. Anything else? One thing I was hearing and what Martha was sharing was just try to pull things into that larger picture. You know, when you can put your own little issue against whatever the Dadis would have faced, or, you know, what is this institution? Because you can call it school or family organization, or you can call it an army. And, you know, an army is for fighting and for being victorious.
I really like a point that I think it was not so many days ago where Baba said to use drama as a shield. So I think sometimes being on the battlefield is not just about using weapons to go to war, but to use a shield to protect ourselves.
Can you give us an example or talk a little bit more about that? Because you're right, that's a larger picture right there. Mm-hmm. But within that larger picture, specifically, what can we say to ourselves? If the old programming is triggered, what is it I can say about the drama, the larger picture, which can stabilize me?
Well, remembering, I guess, what we know intellectually, that everything in drama is beneficial.
Really? I mean, that is such a big one, isn't it? Mm.
In the moment, it's obviously challenging, but yeah.
But it's really worth proving to ourselves. Do you remember this point that Baba gave? Drama is good. The father is good. The family is good. I am good. This awareness acts like a scissors to cut all karmic bondages. When you get down to it, the fight is always just between me and my old sanskaras, right? And the karmic accounts. Yes. So if we can prove that to ourselves, the sooner we can prove it, the more capable we are of using drama as a shield. Yeah? Okay.
And also, I can explain to myself this situation came to me just so that I change something in myself and learn something.
Right.
Even any personality, any soul came to my life because in order to teach me. This is how Brahma Baba used this tip also, why he accepted everyone, even those who was opposite in Yagya in the beginning, like friends, because they said my enemies are my friends because they didn't allow me to stop in my progress.
Right.
Yes, because if everything is good, I will stop. That is why he accepted them like his friends.
That's right. I think that's how Baba defined receiving blessings, even from somebody who is insulting you. He's giving you this opportunity to practice your self-sovereignty. Did you want to say something, Mata?
Regarding drama, I'm seeing for the last a year perhaps that whatever, if there is a pure intention, whatever is not right will not happen to you. Because do you remember when Daddy Janki used to tell us, don't think, don't think? And we were always saying, but Daddy thinks a lot because she speaks a lot, then what does that mean? At least for me, this was the question for many years. And I realized that before I used to think a lot, why this has happened and why, blah, 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 blah. But then, if, for example, here I received a message saying something that I was not really, I wouldn't say I agree with this, but I just let it be without doing anything. And then I'm seeing that then drama allow things to happen or to not happen. And if I would have thought about it, I would have created many thoughts and phone calls and this and that. But I'm seeing that there is no need for that. And this is really a big learning for myself, that I've been wasting so much energy, time and thoughts. And yes, I'm still on that. I'm not extremely good in this, but I'm seeing the rehearsal that it's really working. So being aligned with the drama also.
Yeah. This is part of that bigger picture as I hear it. And also dying alive, I'm not in charge. Before me being in charge is the drama, predestined, but then is Baba. It's Baba and drama and then me. So there's an aspect of victory to remember that and become easy, more able to let go, let go. Any other tips? One thing I heard in what Marta was saying is she was saying she takes inspiration and power from seeing the pictures of the daddies. And I also have found that if I can give time, because this is the key, making time to just sitting in front of the portraits of any of the ancestor souls or the daddies, just give time. You can take a lot of power, I think, through that. So, if any other tips come up, share them, because we're all comrades at arms on this same battlefield. Baba was saying, the Father is constantly with you. He gives you power. And I think we've already heard some stories about how we may very well be on a battlefield, but we are definitely not alone. Any other stories to share about how you could stay on the battlefield, use your weapons, and for us it's the qualities of divinity, purity, and in this way stayed victorious because you really felt the power of Baba. And while you're thinking of that, alternatively, how are you taking power from Baba? What do you do?
I will answer this second part, how I take power from Baba. First of all, it's Amrit Vela is very important for me, and powerful Amrit Vela, because sometimes it can be different. Yes, when I really meet Baba face to face and talk to him, and I feel like even today when we were going to Panda Bhavan for Amrit Vela, and I'm saying, Baba, we are living today, so why it is like that always that we have to live? And he just like put his hand on my head that I'm with you, I'm like always with you. And for me also, Baba's room is a place during the day to meet Baba too. For example, when I have any question, in any situation, in small, big, I go to Baba's room and look at his drishti and talk to him, tell him everything, and through his drishti I get the answer always, and his even face change, and this is my way.
Ditto. Yeah, pretty much what Olga said as well, like Baba's drishti. And for me, I think also having experienced Avyak Bab Dada through the instrument of Dada Gurdsar, I tend to bring that drishti in my memory as well. So, yeah.
I'm seeing how, yes, Amrit Bela, and whenever I see it, is the connection is more powerful. When I've paid attention before that to have a more subtle stage. So when Baba, really when Baba says, and in this last transmission, Babdada on the second, when Baba say, attention please, in English, that has always made something in me. Like Baba saying it in English like this, and it's really like this. I mean, attention please. And this includes many other things. Like, yes, I want to be alert and not waste time in useless things, so that there is an atmosphere of more subtleness. Where from there, then it's easy to feel Baba more closer.
Any other tips in terms of moving through my daily life? So, for example, Baba's room is not there, and it's during the day. It's not Amrit Vela. This or that scene is happening. How do you call on Baba? How do you take power from Baba? Any other tips? Have you ever done it? Do you know this story about the brother here in Gyan Sarovar who was attacked by a bear? How many know that story? Well, that's quite amazing, because he was coming back, if I'm not mistaken. Do you know this story? He was coming back from Pandav Bhavan, if I'm not mistaken, heading towards Gyan Sarovar. And he was attacked by one bear who got him onto the ground, and then he started chewing on his head. And the brother's first thought was Baba, and he started calling out to Baba. And with that noise, another bear came and started chewing on his foot. So there was blood coming out of his head, blood coming out of his foot, sorry. And he just kept calling out, Baba, Baba, Baba. And suddenly they just stopped. I think there was a third bear who came too. But suddenly they just stopped and they just walked off. And he just kept saying, Baba, Baba, Baba. He shouldn't even have been able to get up, but somehow he did. Baba, 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 only in his mind, and he walked the rest of the way to Gyan Sarovar. The guards at the gate didn't even recognize who he was, because he was completely covered in blood. And he survived, and he tells the story with so much smiles, as if, you know, the praise and that power. Baba really is mine, and I'm very, very precious to him. He's available.
Baba said once, use me.
Yeah.
So again, just thinking of this, and perhaps I tend to do things myself when Baba is there, say, use me. So I am here.
That's also an aspect of dying alive, isn't it? To remember that I'm in a partnership. Like for 2,500 years, we were not. We were more and more alone to get things done. So to step back, allow. Victory. Victory of a very high sort. On a very simple level, one of my favorite points that I use when it's just hard to manage the body. The body's not well, and it's difficult to get up or out of bed. This one point I remember from many years ago, I just use it, and it always works. It goes like this, Baba, you have said, however I am, whatever I am, wherever I am, whenever I call you, you will be there, present in front of me. And so, Baba, I'm calling you. And I don't know how it works, but every time, just repeating that, and then suddenly, I'm up. And I can do whatever has to be done.
I can add to this concerning the body condition. Sometimes when I also felt not well, and other sisters also shared that, I'm just saying, not that this is my body, Baba. I gave everything to you. This is your body. So if you, I'm also yours. This mouse is yours. So if someone has to come, for example, for the course, I say, Baba, if you want to give your inheritance to your children, so you move this body, you give the power, this is your body. And this works very much, always. And when this course finished again, I felt some weakness, for example, if I had.
Yeah, I think we could have all experienced that. It's his power moving us, and as soon as the job is over, we're back to our karmic account. Okay. So, we are now beginning to conclude from everything that's been said. What exactly does it mean to be victorious? We've used words like, it means to be careful. Baba used these words. In the recent Merli, he used words like, be careful, pay attention, keep yourself safe from any influences on the mind and the intellect, to die, to allow, to accept, to be humble. Any other definitions of victorious? Stay in your self-respect. Anything else?
I think, ironically, like something Olga mentioned earlier, that sometimes it's when we are defeated, it can also be a stepping stone to victory, in a way,
right,
if we learn the lesson.
That's right.
So, yeah, because we often learn only through the challenges.
Mm-hmm. So that's victory. Mm-hmm. Moving forward by focusing on the lesson of whatever happened, and learning it. That's victory.
And also we can check if I victorious in this situation by my stage after this.
Uh-huh.
Because if I could prove to something to someone, but inside I can't hide it from myself. If I'm not contented, I'm not peaceful, and I'm not happy, so it's not victory. Maybe outside it looks like this. So this is like a sign. Happiness, peace, and contentment.
Yeah, definitely. Anything else?
पांडव शिव शक्ति सेना की रणभेरी अब फिर बजती है। कर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है। सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
So, any other words for this thing called victory on the spiritual battleground?
Victory is when I am closer to my divine sanskars.
I think we also heard detachment. I heard from Sudeshdidi recently a wonderful point about detachment. She was saying it has to be detachment first, then love. Love. If you try to do love first and not detachment, then you will not have love, real love, and there won't be any success. So detachment, my ability to stay detached, would certainly feed into good victory, good experiences of victory. Anything else? Otherwise, one that I heard here a lot was faith. Faith seems to underlie almost everything about our victory, which is what Baba's always saying. It's those with faith in the intellect who will be victorious.
And Baba also says that victory is our birthright. So it's about remembering that we have already been victorious. So to kind of get out of our own way. Yeah.
Yeah, just with that faith. Like Marta was saying, at some point you get the confidence to just let it go. Trust the partnership.
Yes, just to add to, as Sister Marta said about divine sanskaras, that sign of victory when we move along and we see that I changed in some particular of my habits, sanskaras, it's the biggest victory, because our aim is to change the self. So when, as Baba always says, look at your attainments, it gives you more power to move ahead. This is also a victory, when you see even small changes in yourself.
Definitely, looking at attainments. So we're beginning to get nice insights into the concept of spiritual victory. What about conclusions on the concept of being a Shakti? What does it mean to be a Shakti?
In today's Murli, at the end, Baba was talking of how at the end people will want to see us in the same way that they would have gone before to see the deities in the temple, and that they will not come to us with any bad intention, but really wanting to experience. So this is the moment now, that we, all of us as family, we experience that Shiv Shakti stage. And also I've been thinking about it, how when we feel it, then it's no more being a brother or sister, but it's just the soul expressing himself, herself, just the soul there. And this is what people nowadays want to say.
Some another aspect about Shakti, Baba says, in Prakti, Shakti is goddesses they always give. And Baba also said in this last Avyakt meeting that you continue to give, always to give, because you are connected with the seed and you have to fill with the power all leaves of the tree. And in another Murlis, Baba shared that if you give, you make two double tasks, mean you fill the self and at the same time you share with others. So no, there is no need just first share the, fill the self and then share. You just share and immediately you will be filled, you will be full.
I think again it was a Murli not so long ago, maybe last week, where Baba was talking about, you know, the elephant riders, the cavalry and the infantry. And he said the elephants always travel as a herd, even though they are the Maharathis. But then he talked about the ones who ride the lions. So to me, when I think of a Shakti, that's the image that comes to mind. And they don't travel in a pack. The lion basically travels solo.
He's the king.
The king, or the lioness. Yeah. So, and the song that we heard at the start of the meditation also kind of referred to that. So that's kind of the visual that I have in my mind when I think of a Shakti. And one of the things that personally I've had to work on and continue to work on is like confidence and courage, which I think are attributes of a Shakti. Mm-hmm. So having that image helps.
Mm-hmm. One thing I always associate with the word Shakti is something Baba said long ago, and that is that the Shaktis are born through the breath of God. Therefore, the very makeup, constitution of a Shakti is of whatever is God. So that's my inheritance. And I just understand how Baba keeps telling us it's those with faith in the intellect who will be victorious, because it really just comes down to understanding that this is who I am. I am that heir child. Whatever God is and has, so am I and I have. So this faith, you know, and it's a birthright, as you were saying, that could carry me through. And in this recent Murli, I think it was on Sunday, Baba was saying, the Shakti is not an ordinary human being. The Shakti is in the unlimited, not the limited. It's the Shakti who conquers the devil. Baba said that. Conquers the devil, which for us means our old sanskars. We do this. It's just who believes it. That's, I think, where we get our numbers. Who believes it and who acts accordingly. Anything you want to say on any of this before we finish up?
Maybe to add to this about the tips, you says, I think that main holiday for this is Raksha Bandhan, because when we give promise to Baba about anything that we want to change, and if we are honest with Baba, if we give promise every year some small to change times, and then we will never do it again. And as for me, it helps a lot. It's just to promise to Baba, then you will never use this again.
Do you write out that promise and hand it to an instrument? Or is it just mentally you're able to stay so firm on your promise?
Mentally just. Maybe in the beginning I wrote, I don't remember, but last year I just every year took some new promise and just for myself, because for me it's, I think it's always responsibility, like to be honest with Baba, because I can't hide from him anything and from myself, because it is for me, I do it for myself, not for Baba even, and for someone else.
I think those are also aspects of victorious awareness, mm-hmm. that whatever I'm doing, whatever are my efforts, it's really for me, you know. So, if you have nothing else to add, I'll just finish with something that Baba was saying so recently when he was talking to the Dadis, you might remember. He was saying that this is the army of Shaktis, talking to the Dadis. And he came up with a very powerful yukti for staying victorious, which basically means I'm able to be more and more a Raj Yogi, self-sovereign, operating according to the needs of a new world, not the sustenance of an old world. So to the Dadis, he said, see the games. While playing the games, you'll be victorious and make everyone victorious. You have this guarantee. Very appropriate to Holi. Just laugh, sing, dance, which is what he says. You don't get tired, do you? We didn't look into that. But yuktis against this tiredness. But Baba said to the Dadis, you don't get tired, do you? While laughing and playing, you overcome things and enable others to overcome them. And he finished with this. It's wa drama. Wa, how's that for a ticket into victory? This awareness. Okay. Wa drama. It's not oh drama. And while saying wa wa, everyone has to become wa wa. Om Shanti. So thank you very much. I think this kind of concludes the session, unless you have any last thing you want to say on how you keep yourself wa, no matter what's happening.
I just want to say that it's also useful sometimes to just play and dance and be happy. Like this morning itself or yesterday, you know, I mean, yes, this is a life of transformation, but just be easy and playful, and then at least myself, I see things in a different way. So
you
happy,
mean,
holy.
You mean be a child? Anything else, Pri or Olga?
How I keep myself in a Bach stage? I always remind myself one blessing that I can say that Baba gave me through Dadi Janki. Santosh Didi was here and I was in Russia in one city and I just called her to talk. And she just, there was Dadi's class and they just went away from after class and Dadi was standing near Didi and I called and she tell something to that is one sister is calling, and Dadi gave me this blessing that Didi translated me, that you have continue to have such a big bhavna and you will definitely reach the stage, karmatit stage. So this is like Baba personally gave personal blessings, but I didn't meet Baba at the time, so it is always inspiration for me.
You know, especially here in Madhuban, we get these blessing cards. And I remember one time there was one brother, Nivasi, in Shantivan. He had a blessing in his hand and he said, do you need some extra cards? Dadi overheard that. And she was so, like, concerned. Doesn't he understand this was a blessing given to him? This is for me. So also to understand these blessings, they really are for me, they really are true, and to work with our blessings, yeah. Anything else, Pri?
No, I think Baba's words to the daddies kind of summed it up really nicely. So just... For me personally, I think just being in a state of love is connected with lightness. So, yeah.
Great. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So I would just like to thank Sister Sharona for moderating the panel today, Sister Marta, Sister Priya and Sister Olga for all your very beautiful and thoughtful sharings. And it certainly made me think more also about what Shakti is to me and what are the ways that also I experience victory. And if I can just share one little thing with this thing about blessings. When I was very young in Gyan, it was in Pandavbhavan History Hall, and we got the blessings from Daddy. And I read it, and it was just, I really felt it was from Baba, and I was just very excited. And Daddy looked at me, she said, yes, you know, like, you got it, you know. So, yeah, I think really if we take them to heart, then we get a lot of power from those, because it is really Baba telling us something. So, yeah, beautiful inspirations today, and thank you for sharing your experience and also the atmosphere that you've created for us all. So, yeah, thanks again, and Om Shanti, everyone.
मधुबन में आई शिव शक्तियाँ तपस्या करने ये परियाँ मिटाएंगे हटाएंगे ये जग की परेशानियाँ मधुबन में आ